House Bill 1213, an act to provide for an appeal of valuation decisions of the Secretary of Revenue and for the recovery of certain expenses.
House Bill 1213 having had second reads for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative McNenny.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, South Dakota Codified Law 101337 was enacted in the 1988 legislature at the request of the Department of Revenue. This statute established the procedure for the Secretary of Revenue to calculate a factor to adjust property valuations for each county to a market value of 85%. The procedure set out primarily takes into account sales from the one preceding assessment year. Now the 85% median level that was mandated by the 1995 legislature provided for 2 years. So there was a change there. The 1994 legislature provided for an appeal of those sales. And they did that through enacting South Dakota Codified Law 101135. However, in 1998, when we created the new section in law, we precluded those people from questioning whether or not that was indeed something that you could take to court and question like you do your local director of equalization. The Secretary of Revenue and the Department of Revenue in their decisions can have a dramatic effect on what your taxes can be. I think for many, many years, everyone in the legislature felt that it was imperative that we give citizen taxpayers the right to appeal, either to the administrative law hearing process or through the circuit court. I think this bill only allows those people to also appeal that decision by the Department of Revenue, and it gives them an appealable decision that they can take higher up to the court. I think that this is very necessary as part of our philosophy. It was amended in committee to say that it would really be prospective. It would only happen in the future because if you tied up that particular year's, if you challenged and tied up those particular year's assets, you could completely affect all the revenues coming into the county and so on. So it would only apply prospectively. I think it's a necessary bill. I think it's something that we owe the taxpayers. I urge your support.
Further remarks on House Bill 1213? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1213. All those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will allow the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representatives McCoy and Cohen. All members present have voted.
Clerk, will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, excused 4.
House Bill 1213, having received the majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.